Hello, welcome to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron's my name, and this is a folk music program on Community Radio 2MCE. We'll open proceedings with a song originally composed by Ed Pickford. I say originally because it's been adapted a little bit by an Australian band called Austral. They've included some references to what's going on in coal mining in Australia. They do refer to the Adani Company, just in passing, Adani being a very large Indian coal mining company. Austral aren't all that happy about that. Anyway, we'll let them continue after that song with a set of tunes called No Frills. Welcome to Come All Ye.
You colliers who work down the mines, from Scotland to New South Wales, the Murray to the Tyne. I'll tell you all a story about a pound a week rise and the men who were fooled by the government's lies. It's down you go, down below, Jack, never see the skies, working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. It's 2020, there's no more time to go. Mine working leaders to Adani will go. They'll say that we work very hard, every day we risk our lives. We are asking here and now for a pound a week rise. It's down you go, down below, Jack, never see the skies. Working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. So up spoke Adani, and this he did decree. When that output rises, with you I will agree. I'll raise up all your wages, I'll give you all fair pay. I was once a miner, and I worked hard in my day. It was down you go, down below, Jack, never see the sky. Working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. Down you go, down below, Jack, never see the skies. Working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. So the miners all went home, they worked hard and well, their lungs filled with coal dust from the bosom of that hell. The output rose by 15, 18% and more. When 2 years had passed and gone, it rose about a score. It was down you go, down below, Jack, never see the sky. Working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. Down you go, down below, Jack, never see the skies. Working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. The miners went to India to claim the hard-earned prize, asking of Adani for the promised rise. But Adani wouldn't give a single pound, wouldn't give 10 bob. He gave them 6 and 7 and sang, now get back to your job. It's down you go, down below, Jack, never see the skies. Working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. It's down you go, down below, Jack, never see the skies. Working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. So come all of you colliers, take heed to what I say, and don't believe Adani when he says he'll give fair pay. He'll tell you to work hard and make the output rise, but pigs might fly before you see that pound a week rise. Down you go, down below, Jack, never see the skies. Working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. Down you go, down below, Jack, never see the skies. Working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. Down you go, down below, Jack, never see the skies. Working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise.
Opening Come All Ye today, we heard from a Melbourne band called Austral from their 2022 album Thylacine. They started with an adaptation of Ed Pickford's song The Pound a Week Rise. Ed Pickford wrote, or is, I think, still writing songs about the mining industry in the northeast of England around Durham. Then Austral gave us a set of tunes, very energetic and a little bit confusing with a didgeridoo in there with an Irish tune. But there you go, that's Austral. We'll now hear something a little more traditional Australian. This is the Gooseneck Spurs. Traditional, yes, but it was composed in 1905 by Duke Tritton. He made up the song from a story told to him by an old drover when he and a couple of mates were floodbound at an abandoned pub at the junction of the Muthagai Creek and the Maru River. So a couple of references in here. Lambing down, that means drugging someone and robbing them of their season's check. So the swaggy would, the shearer would be paid in the form of a check, which he'd take to a pub, which he would hand over the counter, and that's the end of that. Apparently a common practice. And he would wake up in the dead house. The dead house was a room in the pub where patrons were left to sleep it off after drinking themselves to sleep. This is Alan Musgrove and his What's-A-Name band with two tracks. We'll hear that one, the Gooseneck Spurs. Then I think I'll let them continue with a set of polkas, Maypole polkas. First one is Kath McCoy's Maypole Polka number 1 and number 2, both of which were passed on to Bob McInnes by Dave de Hugard. I won't tell you all about Kath McCoy. Just listen to the polkas and enjoy them. After the Gooseneck Spurs.
I've been in lots of trouble and I've been in lots of strife, but the fix I was in at the shingle hut was the toughest of my life. I dumped a mob of wieners at a place called Lean and Gum. I sang a ditty to my horse, oh Sydney, here I come. But I pulled up at the shingle hut, a little wayside pub. I was tired of mutton and damper and I'd like some decent grub. The barmaid was a buxom lass, I thought her very nice. You wouldn't think to look at her, but her heart was made of ice. I handed her my hard-earned check, it was over 50 quid. There was a quick gleam in her eye, but I thought she quickly hid. She smiled at me so sweetly and she said, it's getting late. I cannot cash this check today, now would you care to wait? My husband won't be home tonight, so stay, you really must. I'd feel much safer with you here, for you're a man I trust. Then away went all my chances of seeing Sydney town. For that barmaid was a trimmer at Lambing Fellas Down. I had one drink or maybe two, I'm sure it was no more, and came to in the dead house feeling sick and sore. It was the barmaid woke me with the toe of a little shoe. Get out, she said, you drunken mug, 3 days is enough for you. A big bloke stood behind her, a nasty looking brute. I was too crook for brawling, or I'd have jobbed the coot. And the barmaid said, your check's cut, you'd better make a shift. Here is a bottle for the road, it is my parting gift. All right, I said, I'll get my horse, tonight I'll travel far. Oh no, she laughed, you can't do that, your horse has jumped the bar. And so he had my saddle too, likewise my swag and dog. No doubt she had me cornered like a possum up a log. I wandered off into the scrub, I heard a dingo calling, and soon I knew that I was lost and a heavy frost was falling. I opened up the bottle and I had a swig of rum. It hit me like a hammer and my legs went weak and numb. I knew I had been stung again, my head went round and round. I thought I saw the barmaid's face before I hit the ground. I awoke beneath a barbed wire fence in a patch of Bathurst burrs, with nothing to cover my freezing hide but a pair of gooseneck spurs.
Good set of tunes there called the Maypole Polkas Medley. We heard Kath McCoy's Maypole Polka number 1 and number 2. And the third tune there was Teddy Crichton's Step Dance. That tune was collected by Brad Tate, from a fiddler called Stan Tracy from Limerick, New South Wales, not far from Crookwall. That track and the song which preceded it, Gooseneck Spurs, come from a very good album called Behind the Times, Alan Musgrove and three mates, who are Bob McInnes playing fiddle, Stuart Leslie playing concertina and melodeon, and Julia Arnold playing double bass. Australian music on Come All Ye, and why not? We're in Australia. We're in the central west of New South Wales. Or at least I am. You may be somewhere else because you might be listening online. You can do that. 2mce.org will take you there, and you can listen to us by streaming. There's also Listen On Demand available for this program, at least, at that same website of 2MCE, or via comeallye.com, the website of this program. On we go. Two tracks from Wild Winds, an album by Artisan Row. We'll hear Mary and the Soldier, and then the Red-Haired Lass, which answers to lots of different names. Red-Haired Lass, they will combine with another tune called Charlie Harris. Artisan Row.
Who would hear of a fair young maid, and as she roved out on a summer's day, for to see the soldiers parade, and they might so bold and they looked so gay, the colours bright and the bands did play, that caused young Mary for to say, a wedge in the gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade, and as they stood at their leisure, Mary to herself did say, at last I found my treasure. But oh, how cruel my parents must be, to banish my true love away from me. Oh, well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, me brave, undaunted soldier. Oh, Mary, dear, your parents' love, I pray don't be unruly, for when you're in a foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall from a shot from an angry cannonball, and you so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. In bright gold, likewise a hearth that's burning, but I'll leave them on and I'll go with thee, me brave, undaunted soldier. So don't say no, but let me go, and we will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, me brave, undaunted soldier. And when he saw her loyalty, and Mary so true-hearted, he said, me darling, married we'll be, nothing but death shall part us. When we're in a foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, and we'll pray that God might stand a friend to Mary and her gallant soldier.
very pretty tunes called Redhead Lass and Charlie Harris. And before that, from the same album, we heard Artisan Row with Mary and the Soldier. Now it's time for a featured album. And it comes from a trio from the largest province in Canada, Quebec. Defiantly Francophone is Quebec, and Defiantly Francophone is this album, Sleeve Notes, all in French, the whole lot. So the information I can give you about each song I'm going to play is strictly limited because I wasn't going to translate the entire song. The trio, Nicolas Boularis, who plays the hurdy-gurdy and drum, Olivier Demers, who plays violin, mandocello, bombard, and he's the one whose feet you will hear tapping a rhythm. The third member of the trio is the violinist Robert Deveau. A couple of others turn up on various tracks, but basically it's these three. The album is called Art Populaire, and the first track we will hear is called Charmante Bergère, which means the charming shepherdess.
sont dans la misère, ils ont bien du chagrin. Vivent dans l'opulence, bien éloignés d'eux. Mon cœur en silence serait malheureux. Charmante bergère, je vois votre bon cœur. Ton père aussi ta mère, ils nous feront honneur. Un bon équipage pour s'occuper d'eux. Notre mariage les rendra heureux.
Un bon équipage pour s'occuper d'eux. Notre mariage les rendra heureux.
The first track we'll hear from the featured album, which is called Art Populaire, from, it's a trio, kind of based around the duo of Nicolas Boularis and Olivier Demers. They've been playing music together for 25 years, and you've heard one or two of their albums on the program before. For this album, they're joined by a violinist from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, Robert Deveau. So mostly older songs on this from, well, as they say, Chansons Traditionnelles d'Acadie et du Québec. So Acadian old songs and Québécois songs, all in French, of course. So good luck with that. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here's Cheyenne Brown and Ceylan Baxter, who don't sound very Scottish, but they are.
Likewise, and tell his lads, wishing them to prosper by the handling of the plough, and the kissing of a bonny lass when there's nothing else to do. The tailor, he's a laddie that sews at a clout. He'll take an old coat and he'll turn it inside out. He'll turn it inside out and he'll make it look but he's far frae like the bonny lad that handles the plough. The mason, he's a laddie that's proud o' his post, and twerna for the mason we would oddy wi' frost. But the mason, like the rest, would hae little fat to do, and twerna for the bonny lad that handles the plough. A laddie that's all out wi' brook, but when he sees a bonny lass, sae blithesome does he look. He kisses her and claps her and ca's her his due, but he's far frae like the bonny lad that handles the plough. The sitter, he's a laddie that works wi' an awl, and twern a far the sitter we would ady we call, but the sitter like the rest would hae naething fair to do, and twern a far the bonny lad that handles the plough. The richt he's a laddie that handles the plane, and twern a far the richt we would ady we rain, but he like all twern afore the bonny lad that handles the plough. Success, aye, and flourish to all barley rigs, a health unto the farmer, likewise unto his lads, wishing them to prosper by the handling of the plough, and the kissing of a bonny lass when there's nothing else to do.
That's the bonny lass that handles the bonny lad that handles the plough, not the bonny lass. Cheyenne Brown and Ceylan Baxter, old Scottish song there. Ceylan Baxter singing and playing cello, Cheyenne Brown playing harp. The album is called 2-40. And I'm so silly that it took me quite a while to work out what that title meant. But the two is for the two people, and 40 is for the total of strings they play. The harp has 36 and the cello has four. 2-40 from Cheyenne Brown and Ceylan Baxter. Diamond Joe from Michael Jerome Brown.
Went up on the mountain, get my horn a blow. Thought I heard Miss Maybell say, yonder come my bow. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. Neither on the farm. I'm gonna wait till Miss Maybell comes and she gonna call me Tom. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe. On by. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, come and get me. My life died and quit me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. Thank you.
breaking up the leaves, rabbit in the pea pie, cheating up the bees. Papa gonna buy you a mockingbird. Rabbit in a peep pie, chicken up a blue.
That's the new Lost City Ramblers, recorded ages ago. Rabbit in the Pea Patch. That song from an album called There Ain't No Way Out. I'll play another one by the featured album, Nicolas Boularis and Olivier Demers avec Robert Deveau. The album is called Art Populaire. This one's called Je m'en fous à sa porte, meaning I went to his door.
Sa porte, trois petits coups frappés. Je m'en fus à sa porte, trois petits coups frappés. Adormez-vous, sommeillez-vous, belle Nanan. Si vous dormez, réveillez-vous, c'est votre amant qui parle à vous.
C'est votre amant qui parle à vous.
Elle allume sa chandelle, elle pense au jupon blanc. S'en va ouvrir la porte à son fidèle amant. Elle s'y jeta entre ses bras
en lui disant:
ah, c'est-y toi, mon cher amant, celui que mon cœur aime tant.
Celui que mon cœur aime tant.
C'est la belle, vous me faites mourir. Le régiment m'appelle, il me faut obéir. Je suis engagé pour 7 ans
en Orléans.
Je suis engagé pour 7 ans. Oh adieu donc belle Nanan.
Oh adieu donc belle Nanan.
Elle m'y répand la belle, 7 ans c'est bien longtemps. À qui compterai-je mes peines, mes chagrins, mes tourments? Je m'en irai là-bas bien loin,
dedans ces bois.
Je m'en irai là-bas bien loin, en regrettant mon cher amant.
En regrettant mon cher amant.
Les garçons du village sont de faux beaux garçons. Ils vous feront l'amour le soir.
Changement.
across town. Man went over and closed her down. Can't get stuff no more. Can't get stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy it. You can't get stuff no more. You know the little place right on Dago Hill? Long got the gal and the liquor still. Now we can't get stuff no more. Dodging. Can't get stuff no more. You know it, boy. How you try, you can't buy it. You can't get stuff no more. Soon this morning, about 4:30, I met the high sheriff coming out that door crying, I can't get stuff no more, can't get stuff no more. No matter how we try, you can't buy it, can't get stuff no more. Aunt Jane stayed out all night long. She didn't come home till the day of dawn, cause she couldn't get stuff no more. She can't get stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy it, can't get stuff no more. Took Aunt Jane to the county jail. She didn't need nothing to go her bail, cause she can't get stuff no more. Can't get stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy it. Can't get stuff no more. Play it now, son. Jail with a heavy load, giving 91 days on the county road. Can't get stuff no more. Can't get stuff no more. No matter how you try, she can't buy it. She can't get stuff no more. Uncle Jim went out, heavy load. Said he was drinking that old stuff out of gold now. Can't get stuff no more. Can't get stuff no more. No matter how he tried, he can't buy it. Can't get stuff no more. Yeah, play it. Get that stuff no more. Have to drink moonshine now. This county gonna ride. Shake it kinda easy. Talk with the judge. Don't come in with that doggone stuff you heard.
Can't get stuff no more. Can't get stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't find. Can't get stuff no more.
Well, he walked downtown, had a talk with the chief. He said, look here, boy, I can't see no peace.
Can't get stuff no more.
The county dry.
Can't get stuff no more.
It's gone out. How you try, you can't buy, can't get stuff no more.
Blind Willie McTell and Curly Weaver. You can't get stuff no more, because the county's dry. That's a song from the Prohibition era in the south of the United States, from an album called Pig and Whistle Red. Before that, Je m'en fous à sa porte, meaning I went to his door, from the featured album called Art Populaire from Quebec. And they played an old French-Canadian tune after it, and I can't find the name of it. I don't know what it was. I can't remember. But it's a nice tune, even though they don't tell us what it is. Thank you. tune called The Old Hale Hornpipe. H-A-I-L-E is Hale, and that's a little village somewhere up in Cumbria. Played there by Mikey Kenny. Mikey Kenny has an album called Northwestern English Fiddle. That's quite nice. It's sort of from that part of the world, Northwest English. And he also draws from his Irish heritage. So it's kind of Liverpool-style fiddling, he says. I've never heard of Liverpool-style fiddling, but on this album, you hear lots of it, apparently. And it's quite a good album, too. New one to me. We'll be hearing more of it in future programs, that's for sure. This next one comes from... In fact, I'll play two tracks from a group called Gatehouse. And the album is Tus Nua. First one is a love song called Over the Mountain. We'll hear the voice of Rachel Garvey. Then The Frost Is All Over. The Mouse in the Cupboard, the second tune in the set. Whistle played by John Wynne on the instrumental. But the vocal we'll hear now in Over the Mountain is Rachel Garvey.
To marry, I put on my hat and I ran with such haste that you'd know I was bent in a hurry. I came to her door and I rattled the pin, I lifted the latch and I boldly walked in. On seeing my sweetheart, I bid her good ding, saying you'll come with me over the mountain. What nonsense is this you've got into your head? What notion is this you have taken? It's 12 by the clock and they're all gone to bed, so speak low or my father will waken. I've courted a year and I think that will do. I have made up my mind to have no one but you. And if you refuse me, sweet maiden adieu, I must go alone over the mountain. But if from my father and mother I go, they never will think of me longer. And the neighbours around them will not be so slow as to think that no one could do wronger. Sweet girl, you are wasting the sweet hours away. I care not to fake what the whole world would say. For you will be mine by the dawn of the day, if you come with me over the mountain. She looked in my face with a tear in her eye and saw that my mind was still steady. Then rubbed out the tear she was going to cry. Hurry, my dear, now get ready. Just wait a moment till I get my shoes. My heart jumped for joy when she lifted the latch, saying, I hope you'll excuse my simplicity over the mountain. By this time the moon had gone down in the west, and the morning star clearly was shining. As we two pursued our journey in haste, to be joined at the altar in Hymen. In peace and contentment we spent.
a group called Gatehouse, and the album is Tus Nua. It was the featured album a while ago too. Over the Mountain was the song we heard, sung by Rachel Garvey, and then The Frost Is All Over. Another one from the featured album now. This is called C'était un beau galant. He was a handsome gallant. So most of the songs on the album are sort of love songs, sort of, where, you know, the young lady has to be woken up, or has to be met out in the garden, or her parents have to be convinced of one thing or another. This sort of isn't too far from that theme. Nicolas Boularis, Olivier Demers with Robert Deveau from the featured album Art Populaire, C'était un beau galant.
C'était un beau galant qu'allait voir sa voisine.
C'était un beau galant qu'allait voir sa voisine.
Il s'en allait la voir le soir après souper, en lui disant, la belle, vous devriez-vous m'aimer.
Il s'en allait la voir le soir après souper, en lui disant, la belle, vous devriez-vous m'aimer.
Comment veux-tu, galant, comment veux-tu que je t'aime?
Comment veux-tu, galant, comment veux-tu que je t'aime?
J'ai bien entendu dire par mes proches parents, dans un pays de France, tu as femme et enfant.
J'ai bien entendu dire par mes proches parents, dans un pays de France, tu as femme et enfant.
Ceux qui vous en disent sont vous en rendu bien sotte.
Ceux qui vous en disent sont vous en rendu bien sotte.
C'est vos amants, la belle, qui vous en disent cela. Ils parleront ensemble, parleront qui voudra.
C'est vos amants, la belle, qui vous en disent cela. Ils parleront ensemble, parleront qui voudra.
Aussitôt que l'amant réjouit de la belle,
aussitôt que l'amant réjouit de la belle,
en vous remerciant, belle, en vous remerciant, dans un pays de France, j'y ai femme et enfant.
En vous remerciant, belle, en vous remerciant, dans un pays de France, j'y ai femme et enfant.
Souviens-tu la belle le soir devant ta porte?
Quand souviens-tu la belle le soir devant ta porte?
En beau tablier blanc, tout qui me plaît des autres.
À présent,
qui voit l'enceinte, le monde te maudira. Ça soit de fois la belle dont il parlait encore.
À présent, qui voit l'enceinte, le monde te maudira. Ça soit de fois la belle dont il parlait encore.
Que maudit soit ces jeunes, ces anges, leurs deux filles.
Que maudit soit ces jeunes, ces anges, leurs deux filles.
Ah, que les filles s'en sortent, qu'elles ouvrent les garçons. Moi, j'en suis la première, t'en auras aussi la fin.
Ah, que les filles s'en sortent, d'aller voir les garçons. Moi, j'en suis la première, t'en auras aussi la fin.
From the featured album, I hope you're enjoying the music from Quebec, the album Art Populaire. I'm going to play Retreat Marches now. Very pretty tunes too. The second one is called MacGregor of Rura, although on this album it's called MacGregor of Rua Row, not sure why. The first one is called the Montreal March. It's going to be played by Laura Risk, who was born in, I think, California, lived in Montreal, or has lived in Montreal for many years. And you've heard her on the program before on music that she recorded probably around the turn of the century. She has an album out in 2023 called Traverse. On it, we'll hear these retreat marches. And the Montreal March, apparently, was composed for her by Angus Grant, the senior Angus Grant, not the younger Angus Grant from Sugal Nifty, but Angus Senior. So the Montreal March and MacGregor of Rua, a couple of retreat marches from Laura Risk.
Thank you. fine young man in Shetland, so it's told. And then as the crowd in the Hobbit town is fiddle and he did hold. They danced it up and they've danced it down as he fiddled the tunes around. Of all the players in Shetland, there's no better could be found.
When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his like before. He ran back to the Leatherwick shore and wrote himself a tune. When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his like before. He ran back to the Leatherwick shore and wrote himself a tune.
John had his eye on a fair young girl that lived not far away. His were not the only eyes, so the rumours say. It happened down the Sandwich mines, hewing the copper bed.
Before, he ran back to the Leatherwick shore and wrote himself a tune.
It struck him such a fearful blow, weakening his mind. It left him with his fiddling still and a job he couldn't find. But now he was prone to a fearful range like the heat of the blazing sun. Who would warn friends nearby? One day while in Lerwick town on Commercial Street, he was fiddling between the trance and the half napkin when he felt this terrible heat. He was seized by many hands and locked in the toll booth, where under Sergeant Nichols' eye his fury tried to soothe.
When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his like before. The
Leatherwick
shore and wrote himself a tune.
Waking up on the prison floor, his temper got much worse. Kicking and stamping behind the door, he began to swear and curse. Pushing then with all of his strength, the door at last gave way. He ran and he ran across the fields at home he meant to stay.
When John seen his like before, he ran back to the Leatherwick shore and wrote himself a tune. When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his like before. He ran back to the Leatherwick shore and wrote himself a tune. When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his like before. He ran back to the Leatherwick shore and wrote himself a tune. When John broke the prison door, the jailer hadn't seen his like before. He ran back to the Leatherwick shore and wrote himself a tune.
John Gowdy. That's from an album I'd forgotten about until somebody referred to it in an email, and I thought, wait a minute, I know that, I've got that. It's an album called Promises by a group called Whippersnapper. Whippersnapper was formed, I guess, by Dave Swarbrick after he stopped with other bands and duos and other stuff, formed a trio, essentially, or a quartet really, with Chris Leslie, Martin Jenkins and Kevin Dempsey back in the early 80s. John Gowdy. And a tune that finished it off there in a rather lively style was what one that they called John Broke the Prison Door or Jack Broke the Prison Door, your choice. You're listening to Come All Ye, 2MCE's The Station, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and we're online streaming www.2mce.org. You can get there also via the website of this program, comeallye.com. A couple of clicks and away you go. You'll also get to listen on demand. You can hear this program again and again and again and again. Go back and listen to old ones going back 4 years or so. Next track comes from Mary Beth Carty. It's another Canadian album. Mary Beth Carty has been busy in Canadian music for quite a while. Well, we're going to hear a track called My Mother, written by Neil McLean during the Spanish flu. We go back to 1918. A song in praise of mothers, about being far away from home and longing to be a child once again.
Sheerain meldrums mínam fyrstjum Sána grag húr mi maroch Ó hennan nýtt og grag múr spýrji Geta hefni sjó Thank you.
Well, I think that's a nice album. I'll play more of that. The album is called Crossing the Causeway. Mary Beth Carty is the singer. The causeway in question, I'm not sure which causeway it is, because there's a causeway called the Canso Causeway in eastern Canada, but the cover artwork doesn't make it look anything like that. We heard traditional song written by Neil McLean, if you can have traditional songs written by people, during the Spanish flu, song in praise of mothers. It came complete with a violin chorus. Next, a duo, Leon Olivier playing accordion and cabaret, and Camille Stimbre, who plays violin, and he does footwork as well. They're called Duo Cam et Leon, and we'll hear Ton Jaune. Thank you. tune called Ton Jean from the duo Cam et Léon, Léon Olivier and Camille Stambre. Self-titled album, duo Cam et Léon. Nice. Now, you've got to listen pretty carefully to this next one. I wasn't attracted to it initially, and I thought this is a bit crass. But it's not crass at all. It makes you think about just what, I suppose, what damage excessive patriotism can do. This is Mick Thomas with a song called Australian Flag Bikini.
Not quite sure what I think of you in your Australian flag bikini. I'm not quite sure what to make of you in your Australian flag bikini. A patriotic girl, I know you're looking good, and even though it was sewn in a sweatshop in Guangzhou, your Australian flag bikini. Not quite sure what I should feel for your Australian flag bikini. I'm not quite sure just what's the deal with your Australian flag bikini. I should be turned on, I guess, by the Union Jack on your right breast. Just reminds me that we lost the test in your Australian flag bikini. So did your father let you out like that in your Australian flag bikini? And did your poor old mum say slip, slop, slap to your Australian flag bikini? Yes, they thought you looked a sport in the flag which your granddad fought, and the Hyundai which their money bought, in your Australian flag bikini, in your Australian flag bikini. I'd be so loud in your Australian flag bikini. I'm not quite sure I'd talk so proud in your Australian flag bikini. Unless I am to understand for those awaiting on remand, drawn a line in the Cronulla sand in your Australian flag bikini, in your Australian flag bikini. So do you think I'm being just a touch unfair to your Australian flag bikini, as you shake back your long blonde hair in your Australian flag bikini? Patriotic girl, it's true, you know half the words to Hey True Blue, but remember, melanoma's homegrown too, in your Australian flag bikini, in your Australian flag bikini. Oh, your Australian flag bikini. Here we go.
Mick Thomas, perhaps best known in this country for his involvement with the group Weddings, Parties, Anything. Slightly different focus there. Australian flag bikini. Here's a group from Western Australia, or duo, I think, Dingo's Breakfast and the Shemlock.
I dreamed last night the Shemlock train came down its rusting right of way, clanging across the countryside, running against the break of day. It was a frenzied thing of steel, spraying the murk with lurid light, rending the hush with siren peal, Shemlock bound at dead of night. Curbing stones where the streets went down, and pepper trees in a long straight row are all that's left of Shemlock town that flourished 50 years ago. Poppet heads on the wind-swept rise, sentinel each forsaken mine. Only the flooding moonlight lies in lanes where lost lamps used to shine.
All that's left is Shemlock Town and the curving stones where the streets went down. From popping legs at the Shemlock mine, pepper trees in a long straight line. Well, in the drowsy noonday haze, the Shemlock dreams of golden days when men came up, men came down, all the land you Shemlock Town. All that's left of Shemlock Town are the curving stones where the streets went down. Poppet legs at the Shemlock mine, pepper trees in a long straight line. Tis said that ere the morning breaks, with all its dead the Shemlock wakes. And skips a jump, skips feet down, all light shines in Shemlock Town. All that's left of Shemlock Town and the curving stones where the streets went down. Humming legs at the Shemlock mine, pepper trees in a long straight line. It's Moloch Dom's drab grey and brown, the day reveals of Shemlock Town. Bobbing legs at the Shemlock mine, pepper trees in a long straight line. For all that's left of Shemlock Town.
But reborn of a memory out of the halcyon yesterday, the Shemlock train comes back to me down its forsaken right of way, rending the hush with siren peal, spraying the murk with lurid light, ringing across the countryside, Shemlock bound at dead of night.
All that's left of Shemlock Town and the curving stones where the streets went down. Humming legs at the Shemlock mine, pepper trees in a long straight line.
Mon père a fait bâtir maison, nous viderons les bouteilles.
Mon père a fait bâtir maison, nous viderons les bouteilles.
Par 80 jolis maçons,
des vignes et des oignons, des concombres et du melon, des châtaignes et des marrons et des groseilles.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
Mais le plus jeune est mon mignon, nous viderons les bouteilles.
Mais le plus jeune est mon mignon, nous viderons les bouteilles.
Il m'a demandé mon nom,
des vignes et des oignons, des concombres et du melon, des châtaignes et des marrons et des groseilles.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
Belle Marguerite, c'est mon nom, nous viderons les bouteilles.
Belle Marguerite, c'est mon nom, nous viderons les bouteilles.
mais que tu l'as sous ton jupon.
Des vignes et des oignons, des concombres et du melon, des châtaignes et des marrons et des groseilles.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
C'est importé de trois pigeons, nous viderons les bouteilles.
C'est importé de trois pigeons, nous viderons les bouteilles.
Assis-toi là que nous le mangeons.
Des vignes et des oignons, des concombres et du melon, des châtaignes et des marrons et des groseilles.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
Elle s'est assise d'un si gros son, nous viderons les bouteilles.
Elle s'est assise d'un si gros son, nous viderons les bouteilles.
On fait trembler terre et buisson.
Des vignes et des oignons, des concombres et du melon, des châtaignes et des marrons et des groseilles.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
On fait trembler terre et buisson, nous viderons les bouteilles.
On fait trembler terre et buisson, nous viderons les bouteilles.
Et le curé dans son salon,
des vignes et des oignons, des concombres et du melon, des châtaignes et des marrons et des groseilles.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin. Des andouilles et du boudin, du tabac et puis du bon vin.
The final one we'll hear from the featured album. It was Mon Père a fait bâtir maison, My Father Built a House. The album is called Art Populaire. The musicians are Nicolas Boularis and Olivier Demer. And that usual duo has been joined by the fiddle player from Cape Breton, Robert Deveau. Nice album. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll come back to it one day and hear more tracks. This is one called Old Salt. No, it's not. It's a group called Old Salt. The song is Darling Corey.
Can't you hear those bluebirds singing? Can't you hear that mournful sound? They're preaching darling Corey's funeral on that lonesome graveyard ground. Take her home.
Four-piece band from Ghent in Belgium. Yes, they're from Belgium. However, the lead vocals there, I think, were taken by Dan Wall, who's American. One, two, three Belgians make up the other basic four-piece. They had a viola played by a Swede, a cello played by a French man, and a baron played by a Scot. Well, that's what Americana does. Takes music from everywhere. That's the end of the program today. I hope you have enjoyed some, if not all, the music. This piece of music called The Downfall of Richmond comes to us from Alan Hart, Sheila Bleck and Kerry Bleck. An album is called Build Me a Boat. Have a good time until we meet again. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come All Ye. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.